served on a panel at NAPA last week, the National Association of Public Pension Attorneys. He served on a panel relating to public pension system operational compliance. Turns out there's not a whole lot of compliance office, separate compliance officers. It was pretty well received. And then also I wanted to mention this past Monday, we did, we had an extended manager meeting. We had an outside consultant come in and provide some training and development. We had some good discussion sessions discussing about our annual goals and progress thereof, as well as talking about kind of an annual review of CSER and where we're at and where we're headed. So we had some good discussions on that.
Any manager reports? Okay. Outside professionals, Ed?
Nothing.
Thank you. And 10C trustee comments.
I had one. I know I'm just before lunch. It's in lunch. anyway, Gabe, Jerry Holcomb, Tim Price, and I attended the SIT conference, and it's a fascinating conference for those that haven't gone. You get an incredible potpourri of opinions, mostly from pretty knowledgeable people. David was there last year. Anyway, I tried to capture the main ones, but I mean, there's an incredible array of these. Political, when presidential approval is low, other parties normally make big midterm gains, but approval trend is rising. 60%, this is Charlie Cook's view, 60% likelihood of the Democrats taking over the House, less for the Senate, as of right now. North Korea, we had a North Korean speaker.
He was not
a problem to be solved. Stay the present course, we cannot get them to disarm. Can we make money in space investments?
I would add a minority thought on that speaker.
Well, we did have a minority thought on, I think, was it our international?
It was the North Korean one. I found him remarkably Pollyannish, and he knows better. I mean, he's a very experienced individual, but he was quite apologetic, you know, and basically said North Korea is just another country and just people that want to, you know, live their life.
I thought him to be right, though. I mean,
these are people that eat grass, Gabe.
What's that?
These are people that eat grass.
No, but I'm saying they are people, is what he's trying to say. You know, sometimes you look at it.
Oh, you're on.
Whatever.
No, what I'm saying is they're forced to. This is a despot who is running a country, starving his individuals to death. And it's just, I just found it an amazingly Pollyannish presentation.
Yeah. I guess I agreed with him to the extent that we're not going to get him to disarm. And this goes back to the world of kings. He's now the third in line in a family dynasty, and what he holds over them is his ability to keep anyone from coming in and challenging him.
Correct.
And he loses that control over the effect with the military that he now has. He's suddenly a former king and maybe no longer with his head. But anyway, we did have several opinions of speakers, but this one was solely on North Korea. Can we make money with space investments? The quick answer on that is current profit margins are low, but there are lots of opportunity. Trade policy under Trump. He is trying to require parity with each country, which can't happen in a market-based economy. Most steps he's taking will harm the U.S. over time, even with trade. Economic prospects and policies. We are misallocating resources from young to old, from investment to consumption, from workers to non-workers, and there is no recognized concern by Congress in deficits. We are on a disastrous path. The only solution is future high inflation.
I thought you were going to say the solution was to disarm North Korea.
That was in the next speech. I agree, too. Tech versus privacy went on. We heard lots about Facebook has the ability to eliminate any privacy you might think you're enjoying. Biometrics, reading of fingerprints and facial recognition is here coming. Size of defense at 3% of GDP is reasonable, but we'll try and reduce somewhat. But there is a readiness crisis, agrees with Mattis. We can afford survival. Kind of interesting talk. Our fundamental challenges with Russia, China, and North Korea is not solvable with more money. They've got to be diplomatic. They are just not solvable with a bigger military. Russian interference in U.S. election. They clearly interfered, and we should respond. Russia clearly considers us its main enemy, and Trump was preferable over Hillary. Opioid crisis. Government should provide safe sites and free drugs. Obviously, there were probably more than one opinion on that, but that was the speaker. In Bitcoin, I'm looking to Tim to fill in the... The speaker on Bitcoin thinks its evolution is similar to the internet in 1995, or 1995 equivalents for Bitcoin. Provides ease of money transactions. I have a question mark. That was his case. But I wanted to note that Tim Price was cautious on quickly investing in Bitcoin.
I would add that that speaker that evening also had a follow-up presentation where you have to have you have the advantage of a bar nearby. That seemed to help my understanding of his presentation the longer I was at the bar.
It's an old trick, but
I missed the bar part. Anyway, it was a fascinating conference.
Thank you, John.
Oh, there were a couple more. There was a guy who used to run the CBO, so he was pretty interesting. It seemed overly, actually incredibly pessimistic about some of the stuff that's going on back in the government, and I don't think anybody would necessarily be surprised. Among other things, he suggested that budgets were passed annually up until 1998. In the following 17 years, only 6 times has a budget been passed, and there was one passed in 2016. I mean, he was just incredibly pessimistic, and he said, as a head of CBO, and all the stuff that he was talking about. And threw out a number of statistics that we've all seen before about the percentage of the budget, federal budget, that really is discretionary to any extent. And it's so remarkably small. 50% of the budget is for Medicare and for health care programs, 15% for defense, 15% for, or 8% for interest. About 15% of it is discretionary. So when they talk about, you know, what kind of impact we can have on the budgets, so much of it is already baked in the cake. It's just amazing. He was remarkably pessimistic, I think, about how much control there is on the budgeting process and expenditure process. So, not surprisingly, but he kind of was. Then there was a person there on DACA, and he was. I thought it might be a little bit more balanced presentation, but that's okay. I mean, he heads up an advocacy group in Minnesota, so it was easy to understand where his presentation was coming from. So, but I agree with John. A very eclectic bunch of speakers, and it's a very well done program, and they cover the waterfront on the presentations.
Good. Any other trustee comments? Right, seeing none. This meeting's adjourned. There's a audit committee meeting later after lunch. I guess.
Can we plan after lunch? A quick lunch for
yeah.
So, we're on.